Good morning. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 428, down 5 on the open. May, 433, down 1 and 3 quarters. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 361, down 1 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 373 and a half, down a half. July, 384, down 1 and a quarter. September, 394, down 2 and a quarter. December, 406 and a half, down a half. March, 415, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 223 and a half, down 3 quarters on the open. May, 233 and 3 quarters, down 1. July, 243 and a half, down 1. September, 251 and a quarter, down a half. December, 260 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. March, 266, down 1 and 3 quarters. May, 269 and a half, down 1 and a half on the open. March oats open at 178 and a half, down 1 on the open. May, 185 and a half, down 3 quarters. March beans opened at 575, down 2.5 on the open. May, 588, down 3. July, 598, down 4. November, 611, down 3.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 171.80, down 60 on the open. May, 174, down 60. March soybean oil opened at 23.80, unchanged on the open. May, 24.08, down 7. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 106.90, down 22.5 on the open. April, 107.70, down 17.5. May, 108.50, down 7.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 86.90, down 12.5 on the open. June, 82.40, down 22.5. April lean hogs opened at 62.65, down 5 on the open. May, 68.90, unchanged. June, 71.40, up 5. July, 69.30, up 7.5 on the open. And March bellies opened at 90.70, up 30 on the open. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com. And a reminder that our all-day agricultural outlook meeting is less than a week away. It's next Tuesday, March 7th, of course, as always, at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7:30 a.m. Central. We recommend you come on down early, get registered, grab a cup of coffee and a cinnamon roll, get yourself situated. Of course, there is no advance registration required. The only cost, if you wish to eat the meal at the Beef House, that's $8.50. Full information is available at our website at WILLAG.org. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start over in this corn market where Monday and Tuesday of this week in the December contract, we tried mightily to reach 265, couldn't quite get there. And then yesterday we gapped lower. What are you indicating on your charts about this technical action?
Well, to this point, you still have to view that we're in a setback. I mean, we had a good bounce out of the we had a good reversal here, I guess, Thursday, and then we followed through on Friday, and then I hear Monday, Tuesday, the market just kind of failed to gain any new buy interest. So then we some of those technical buyers looking at that chart says, you know, maybe I need to get out. So you had the gap down yesterday. Now you're kind of in a consolidation type phase, or at least you're holding steady. We did have a lower open. We've kind of come back now to kind of only fractionally lower, but it did not violate any trend lines. So you just kind of got to say that, you know, the market's going to try to see how much support it has at 260 since we did poke above it. Now, you know, it's trying to make a stand here, you know, above this 260 on a correction.
Are you in the camp that December corn must reach 270 for May corn to reach a higher high, to reach that gap that's over there at 243.5?
Well, I'm not too sure what you're asking. I do think the May corn chart-wise has 10 to 15 cents potential in it. And I guess my guess is if May corn can kind of climb into the 240s, 250, you know, Dease corn is going to follow along. I mean, we do have pretty much a full carry market. I think with the carry out that we're looking at, or the carry in of 2.3 or 2.4 billion bushels, will probably keep that carry kind of in place. I think if the cash market probably needs cash corn, the first thing you'll probably see will be basis narrowing, and that's something everybody's waiting around to happen.
I guess I'm trying to flip it and ask if December can be the leader pulling May up.
Not at this point, since it's already at carry. I would not think so. I mean, we are at a pretty good carry. You can kind of see the market step out. No, I think probably you're going to have at some point in time, you're going to have the trade worry about inventory levels, and that is reflected in the front month. All good bull markets will be bull spread. So until you really begin to see some bull spread activity take place, one of these days, that'll be the sign that the corn market is going to take off for sure, or sincere, other than just climbing here like what we've been doing. If you would get the characterization change and all of a sudden the strength comes up front, that would tell you that end users, world buyers, exporters, whatnot, have come to the conclusion that they need to get something on the books.
Let's look at the soybeans, where, you know, we're still in that pennant formation, still winding around. We keep trying to faint up and faint down. Monday we had a slight faint down into the underneath the trend line, but we're back in it again. I guess we're just going to keep meandering around in here until the South America crop is out of the field or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're holding the uptrend line, and as long as you hold the uptrend line, the market could be argued sideways to higher. In this case, probably over the past 5-6 days have been mostly sideways. So you have to kind of, as long as we hold that uptrend line, you're still in position to climb on higher. I do think, though, that Monday's reversal needs to really be validated. So it does need, or otherwise I think the market will fall down. It needs to. We did see some follow-through there on Tuesday, but then yesterday we kind of set back. Now today, we're trying to make a stand and go higher. If we could, we need to kind of go up through Tuesday's high, I think then that would validate Monday's reversal as something more meaningful, and it could be the start of a new 5 to 6 week cycle phase to the upside, which would kind of tell you that you'd have a 2 to 3 week window here to try to rally.
And if that doesn't happen and we break this support at 608, which has been a pretty good level of support in the NOV beans, what would that imply?
I think if we would take out Monday's low, and I'm not too sure what that is in November beans, but if you start taking out Monday's low, I think that would begin to tilt the odds then that we're tracking a counter-seasonal sideways to lower descent into the spring, when normally at this time of year you go into a sideways to higher mode until the crop is planted.
That's 603.5. I just looked at the charts there real quick. And quickly, your wheat analysis?
Wheat has, you know, has at least opened the door for a weekly reversal down with the big decline that we had here yesterday. But, you know, we got today and you got tomorrow to kind of, you know, patch that up. But it does look like the market is worried about weather forecasts, and that's kind of what tipped the scales yesterday. We'll have to kind of see whether or not those are realized or not, whether the forecasts are realized. If they do, the wheat market may begin to kind of turn more in a sideways type pattern rather than the climb that it's been in over the past several months.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at AM 580. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. Current tick March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 363.5, up 3/4. March corn, 223.75, down a half. March beans, 580, up 2.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.